Welcome to Cool Kids Cook with Kid Chef Eliana. Get ready to explore the foodie world with one of the youngest published cookbook authors. We'll share tips, techniques, recipes, and speak to some of the world's top chefs. Now, here's your host, Chef Eliana.
Welcome to the program, Cool Kids Cook, on the Voice America Kids Network. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, a cookbook author, foodie, and your show host. Here's what's happening with me. This past week, on Thursday, October 10th, I filmed a special segment with Nickelodeon all about my cooking life. The Nick News with Linda Ellerbe segment will air on Nickelodeon on November 5th at 7 p.m. Central. I'll tell you more about it later in the show. I was a headlining chef at the Louisiana Seafood Festival on Sunday, October 13th, 2013. I cannot wait to share more later. On October 19th and 20th, I am going to be doing cooking demonstrations at the Produce Marketing Association conference with IFCO for their Choose to Reuse campaign. IFCO manufactures reusable produce crates that you see in your local grocery store. I'll tell you all about it on the next show. I'm super excited about this week's guest, Chef Brandon Scawthorne, winner of Rachel vs. Guy Kids Cook-Off on Food Network. 10-year-old Chef Brandon learned to cook alongside his mother, Yelena. He's proud to cook the Texas-style food he grew up eating. His favorite food is Kobe beef. When he isn't in the kitchen, Brandon races bandolero cars, proving the only thing he burns is rubber. He now has his own web series, Cooking in the Fast Lane, on foodnetwork.com. Chef Brandon, it's so exciting to have you on the show, and welcome to Cool Kids Cook.
Thank you. Thanks for inviting me.
Oh, you're welcome. It's my pleasure. On Rachel's Guy Kids Cook-Off, you were on Team Rachel. We saw you in the classroom and in the kitchen. What kind of things did Rachel Ray teach you in her classroom, in her classes?
Well, she taught me, like, a lot of things in the classroom. Her time management lessons, her knife skill classes, to me, they were the best. In fact, we actually spent 2 hours almost every other day learning cooking skills from Rachel. I'm actually surprised that the network decided not to show all the classroom work we did. But overall, she was an awesome mentor.
Oh, I bet she was. And you actually, you know, got to talk to her and she got to teach your classes. And that's like a once-in-a-lifetime experience. I mean, you'll probably never see that again. That's amazing.
Thank you.
You're welcome. The four-part miniseries you pitted against 7 other contestants. It looked like you became really close to Jack and Hunter. What was it like working alongside the other kids and working with celebrity chefs Rachel Ray and Guy Fieri?
Well, Jack, he was really cool. Like, he got a great personality and we'd, like, play Xbox together during breaks. He's like a laid-back California dude. I like his style, really. And although Hunter seems quite competitive, he was very concerned about me when I burned and cut my hands. I call him like a big teddy bear and a great chef. Rachel, they were awesome. They made everybody feel comfortable. They were like very passionate about kids cooking, and we all felt it.
Right, and so everybody got along, and I'm sure you had such a great time with everybody, and then you made friends, so I'm sure that, you know, still keep in contact with them and talk to them. It seems that, like, they were all pretty fun. And, I mean, you definitely are, you know, strong. You know, you cut your hand, but you kept working, and, you know, that's really great that you kept on working and you didn't give up.
It was, like, really tough to go through it, but I done it.
Yes, I bet you did do it. Now, you won by a very close 1 point over the talented Alessandra Chufo. How did it feel to come away with a victory, and what was it like winning your own web show on foodnetwork.com?
First of all, Alessandra, she was the first competitor to congratulate me. To me, that really says a lot about her. I actually think that she's probably the best at cooking the large multi-course meals, if you know what I mean. And yeah, it was actually very close between us. I believe I won because I did not make, like, the cooking mistakes or an error on any of my dishes throughout the competition. I may have cut and burned my hand, like I said, but It did not affect any of the outcome of the dish that I was preparing at the time.
Right.
Winning was an unbelievable feeling. It took actually a few days for me to understand it was real.
I bet it did. And you're probably like, wow, pinch myself. Is this real? Did I really win the competition? And I actually got to work with Alessandra. And, you know,
Awesome.
Yeah, so I actually did get to work with her on a different cooking competition. So we worked together, and, you know, she is very competitive, and she's a great cook, and, you know, just like you said, but that was a very close win. But you know what? You did win.
Yeah.
And besides cooking, you really love racing bandolero cars. Can you tell our listeners what they are?
Well, the bandoleros are kind of like half-scale stock cars. They go up to 70 miles per hour, and they're powered by a 30-horsepower motor. I race it at Central Texas Speedway, which has, like, some of the nation's top bandolero racers. It's like racing side-by-side at 70 miles per hour. Kind of makes everything else seem so simple. I think that's why I was not so nervous during the show. But racing that fast in 115-degree heat, knowing that you could crash at any time, it prepares you for any type of competition, really.
Right. I bet that's pretty hard racing all those cars all the time, but I bet you have a lot of fun. And I actually go to a place in here in Louisiana called NOLA Motorsports. And they actually do go-kart racing. And so I went with my cousins, and I've done like a burger bash there with Scott Boswell, who owns the go-kart cafe there. And so my whole family and I went go-kart racing. And the funny thing was that I actually started it off the race first, but I ended up last.
So I bet you can do it next time, though.
Maybe. I don't think I'm that great at racing. I'm sure you would beat me any time. I mean, it's pretty fun. So maybe next time, if you come to Louisiana, since you live in Texas, you're right next door, you can come to NOLA Motorsports and, you know, maybe you can teach me some racing tips.
Awesome, really. That'd be cool.
That would be. And my 23-year-old sister thinks you're totally adorable. She says she has a kid crush on you. I know you have a big following. What's it like dealing with all the adoring fans, especially the girls?
Well, there's a lot of girls giving me attention. Mostly they're, like, interested in cooking, and many ask for, like, signed photos, recipes, or cooking ideas. Like, that's cool. I could dig it. Most of them are really nice and congratulate me. I appreciate them, and it feels good to know that they watched and liked the show.
Right. That's great. And what about, like, your friends at school? What do they think about it?
Well, they really thought of it, like, as something awesome that I won. A few people were jealous, I gotta say, but still, everybody still asked me for, like, autographs. Hey, could you give me a recipe idea? Stuff like that.
Well, it's kind of like my friends at school. Sometimes I'll bring them, like, some of my leftovers, and they're like, wow, can you send me this recipe?
That's awesome.
Yeah, it is. And so, you know, why do they treat you differently? What is it like?
Well, at first it was a bit tough because everybody kept saying, you're so awesome, you're so awesome, I'm your biggest fan. But actually, I handled it pretty well.
Right, that's great. So you handled it, and now you're in control. And so I bet it's really fun.
Mm-hmm. Really is fun.
Yes, we'll be back in a flash. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, and you're listening to Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids.
You're a responsible person, and you're trying to do everything you can to save the planet. But are you doing enough? We've got the right person to help you keep on thinking green. Mario Jr. is the host of Alive and Green. The show is all about green tips, staying environmentally friendly, and having fun while doing something great for our Mother Earth. You'll want to check out the show Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel. If we all do our part now, it'll only mean a brighter and better future for us later.
The future of online TV is here. View exclusive content from your favorite talk radio hosts and new programs that you can't see anywhere else. Visit voiceamerica.tv today. There's so much going on in the tech field. The tech team is here to sort it all out so that you know exactly what you need to get and what you should avoid. In this age of cell phones and text messaging and new discoveries every single day, you need to be informed. We'll bring you previews of new products, technology news, and help you make the right decision when you are out there buying that new MP3 player, cell phone, or mobile device. Don't do a thing until you've tuned in to the Tech Team, Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Kids.
This is Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. Be sure to check out Eliana's webpage at kidchefeliana.com or follow her Facebook and Twitter pages by clicking the links on her show page. Now, back to Cool Kids Cook.
Welcome back to Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. I'm Kid Chef Eliana. Let's continue our interview with Chef Brandon Scawthorne, winner of Rachel Ray vs. Guy Kids Cook-Off. Chef Brandon, let's find out more about you personally. What's your favorite dish to cook, and what's your favorite dish to eat?
Well, because I'm a Texas boy, I really like to grill and eat steak. I really prefer a Kobe beef with like a simple salt and pepper seasoning, and maybe a dab of my homemade herb butter, and add a baked potato, and I'm good. Oh, I forgot. The creme brulee for dessert.
Oh, yes, creme brulee. I love eating creme brulee, and I make it, too. That's delicious. And sometimes, like you said with the Kobe beef, just a little bit of salt and pepper and olive oil and or your herb butter, sometimes simplest is the best.
Right.
Right, and you don't have to have all of that fancy stuff to go with it because, you know, just the quality of the meat is great.
Mm-hmm.
Now, have you eaten at a Tim Love's Woodshed?
Actually, I know I haven't before.
Well, it's called Woodshed Smokehouse, and I just recently went there, and it is so good, and I bet you would love it since you love all of your meats. Right, I went there, I think around May, and all of their meats were just delicious. They always have a new meat for their meat of the day, and like this, when I went there, their meat was cabrito, which is, you know, baby goat, and they even have it tastes delicious, and they even have smoked desserts. It is so good. Like they have like a meringue on top of this like chocolate mousse pie, and they smoke it, and it's to die for.
Oh,
so you should
drooling.
You're drooling now, right? It just sounds good, and then you taste it, and it's like, oh my gosh.
Oh.
Can you share with our listeners your funniest or most disastrous food memory?
Well, it was definitely my blindfold test on the show. Although, like, all the viewers only saw, like, one round of the blindfold competition of showing me, but in reality, we filmed a few more. So one time I had to eat corn and blue cheese. I thought I was going to lose everything in my stomach. My stomach hurt, and he was not too happy about that.
So I'm guessing you didn't like the taste of it.
No, I didn't. I felt like I was going to throw up or something.
Right, but they edited a lot of stuff out, and I'm sure that you filmed way more than what they showed.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Now let's talk about unusual foods. What's the most unusual food you've ever eaten? Is there a food you would never eat again?
Well, I've not eaten any, like, exotic foods before. Maybe the most exotic one would be, like, the Ukrainian borscht, because my mom, she's Ukrainian, and I've seen it all my life, and I learned how to cook it, but other than that, I keep things pretty simple. Maybe, like, one food that I'll never eat or cook is stew. Like, I don't want to have anything to do with it in my kitchen. It, like, it tastes bad, it smells bad. I don't really like stew one bit.
Really? That's surprising.
Yeah.
Now, how many episodes of your web show have you filmed?
Well, I filmed about, like, 3 episodes where I go around and, like, find New Yorkers and cook, like, 20-minute meals for them.
That's really cool. I watched some of your episodes, and all of your recipes sound really good.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Now, when you're not busy with your cooking and racing life, what's your favorite pastime?
Well, believe it or not, I prefer to eat out at restaurants as often as I can. Like, I like putting on a suit and tie, going to a cool restaurant with my parents. I find something new and interesting which I could try at home, so I cook it, and usually I go along gaming on my Xbox, so I've been calling up Jack from the show. I put him on speaker for about 2 to 3 hours, and we play Call of Duty or Minecraft together. But other times I would play soccer with my best friends Dylan and Tyler. They're the twins that have been, like, great supporters to me. I want to give a shout out to them.
Right, that's wonderful. And you know, you're still a regular kid, and you're very laid back, and you play video games, and it's not just always like cooking and racing, and you still have fun with your friends all the time.
Yeah, they're really very nice twins.
Right. You know, my friends are very supportive, too. And like you said about the restaurants, I go to restaurants all the time, too, to try and get inspiration and new ideas of things that I can create at home also.
That's actually pretty cool, though.
Right. Now, what advice do you have for kids who have a dream?
Well, no matter what your dream is, like for me, cooking, racing, music, football, all you have to do is just practice and don't listen to anybody who's trying to, like, let you down or tell you you're no good at it.
Right, that's great advice. And lastly, here's a wacky, off-the-wall food question. If you could be any food, what would you be and why?
Well, I have to be an ice cream sandwich. It's one of my second favorite desserts to eat because they're, like, cool and sweet, just kind of like my personality.
Right.
Yes. One downside of it, I wouldn't want to eat myself.
Right. Don't eat yourself. But ice cream sandwich, that's a pretty good one. Ice cream sandwiches are really good. I'd probably be a taco since that's my favorite food. And your matcha taco that you made looked good. No. And listeners, listen for one of his recipes later on in the show. Well, thank you so much, Chef Brandon, for being a guest on Cool Kids Cook.
That was awesome. Thanks so much for giving me this opportunity. Great meeting you.
Oh, it was nice meeting you too. Thank you. You've shown us cooking in the fast lane is delicious and that cool kids really can cook. If you want to find out more about Chef Brandon Scawthorne, visit KidChefEliana.com for all the links. It's time to hit the brakes. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, and you're listening to Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids.
Have you heard your 15 minutes of fame? How about 4 times that every single week? It's the Fame Game. Listen as Maddie Rose, who is up and coming in the world of fame, brings you fame from all walks of life. You'll hear from doctors, teachers, mentors, life heroes, as well as those in the fields of acting, movies, music, and more. Who knows? You might be the next one Maddie Rose talks to on the air. Listen for the Fame Game every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids Channel. We'll be right back.
Looking for exciting video content live and on demand? Visit www.voiceamerica.tv for exclusive content you just can't find anywhere else. That's voiceamerica.tv. Tune in now.
Have you met Catherine the Grape? She may be a lot like you. She likes sports, singing songs, having fun, and taking adventures with her friends. She especially loves to make new friends, like you. Tune in each week to Catherine the Grape's Magical Hour, hosted by Madeline, and discover about how you are magical, colorful, and love. You will learn, laugh, and feel welcome with Catherine the Grape's Magical Hour, heard every Wednesday at 12 noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time, on the Voice America Kids channel. Be inspired to ripple loving kindness throughout the world with your friends at Catherine the Grape's Magical Hour.
Awesome and Molina!
Looking for an on-air community where teens talk and the world listens? Tune in to Express Yourself, an entertaining adolescent fusion radio program where passion and possibility populate the airwaves. Our vivacious teen hosts and star-studded field reporters from around the country offer stimulating segments and invigorating viewpoints connecting with the world campus of young people. We'll talk with cool celebrities, exhilarating experts, and tenacious teens with experience. Tuesdays at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern, on Voice America Kids. Express yourself.
Be sure to friend us on Facebook. You can do it right now. Visit facebook.com/Voice America or search for us at keyword Voice America.
What does it mean to be a Supergirl? It's all about acceptance, respect, healthy relationships, and how to deal with peer pressure. It's all about real-life issues that girls face every day. Join your hosts as they talk about hobbies, friendships, dealing with bullies, and living life as a Supergirl. Be sure to tune in every week for Supergirl Guide, the radio show, every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, on the Voice America Kids channel. With some support and knowing that you're not alone, it makes all the difference in the world. For the Paper Hope Street Team. None of our topics are off the table. This is a program that you can listen to and discuss with your family. From the pages of the Paper Hope blog to the internet radio airwaves, we'll talk about the topics you want to talk about, such as friendship and relationships, or some more controversial issues about sex, drugs, and underage drinking. Join the Paper Hope Street Team live every Monday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, noon Pacific Time, on the Voice America Kids channel. Let's talk soon.
Your favorite Voice America Talk Radio Network shows and hosts are in your car, outdoors, and wherever you need them to be.
Listen anywhere.
Get our mobile app for iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android at the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
When you're 12 years old, it seems as if nobody understands what you go through. You're not quite a teenager yet, but you're definitely not a little kid anymore. Tune in to Life at 12 for the answers and support you need to get through this time in your life. Your hosts have some amazing life experiences, and because of this, they have the know-how to get you through 12 and on to 13 and beyond. It's a tough point in your life right now. Get the advice you need on Life at 12, Monday afternoons at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern, on the Voice America Kids channel.
Tune in every Monday for Purple Songs Can Fly. Our program serves as a musical outlet for children being treated at the Texas Children's Cancer and Hematology Centers. These songs are flown all over the world and even into space. Hundreds of songs have been written and recorded and have been part of shuttle missions, airline in-flight playlists, toured with the Rolling Stones, gone undersea and to the top of Mount Everest. Join our hosts for some great music on Purple Songs Can Fly, Mondays at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time. On Voice America Kids.
Get the news on our shows and other happenings by following us on Twitter. Find us at Voice America TRN or twitter.com/VoiceAmericaTRN.
What's cooking? Join Kid Chef Eliana for Cool Kids Cook. Eliana is one of the youngest published cookbook authors and will show you that there are all kinds of goodness in food beyond the chicken nuggets and fries. On our show, we'll discover cuisine from around the world, learn some great cooking techniques, speak with some of the world's top chefs, and share recipes. Kid Chef Eliana is here for you on Cool Kids Cook every Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Kids channel. Bon appetit! Responsible person, and you're trying to do everything you can to save the planet. But are you doing enough? We've got the right person to help you keep on thinking green. Mario Jr. is the host of Alive and Green. The show is all about green tips, staying environmentally friendly, and having fun while doing something great for our Mother Earth. You'll want to check out the show Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel. If we all do our part now, it'll only mean a brighter and better future for us later.
The future of online TV is here. View exclusive content from your favorite talk radio hosts and new programs that you can't see anywhere else. Visit voiceamerica.tv today. There's so much going on in the tech field. The tech team is here to sort it all out so that you know exactly what you need to get and what you should avoid. In this age of cell phones and text messaging and new discoveries every single day, you need to be informed. We'll bring you previews of new products, technology news, and help you make the right decision when you are out there buying that new MP3 player, cell phone, or mobile device. Don't do a thing until you've tuned in to the tech team. Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Kids.
This is Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. Be sure to check out Eliana's webpage at kidchefeliana.com or follow her Facebook and Twitter pages by clicking the links on her show page. Now, back to Cool Kids Cook.
Welcome back. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, and it's Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. It's time for a tisket, a tasket, what's inside my basket? Today's secret ingredient is yellow squash. Let's talk about yellow squash. Most people think squash is a vegetable. They're actually considered fruits because they have seeds. There are two types of squash, summer squash and winter squash. Squash is believed to have been originated in Central America and Mexico. They ate squash 7,500 years ago. American Indians shared different kinds of squash with European settlers. The Europeans then took the squash seeds back to their own countries. Here is a recipe for veggie gumbo. I actually made this veggie gumbo for Nickelodeon, and it is delicious. And it was the first time that I'd ever made a veggie gumbo. Ingredients: 3 small zucchini sliced, thinly sliced, 3 small yellow squash thinly sliced, 1/4 cup plus 4 tablespoons of olive oil divided, 1 tablespoon of Worcestershire, 3 tablespoons of Creole seasoning divided, 2 teaspoons of salt divided, 1 teaspoon of pepper divided, 2 cups of baby bella mushrooms sliced, 1/4 cup of whole wheat flour, 1 cup of Trinity, chopped mixture of onions, bell peppers, and celery in a 4-to-1 ratio, and 8 cups of veggie stock. Directions: preheat oven to 400 degrees. Place zucchini and yellow squash in a casserole dish. In a small bowl, mix Worcestershire with 3 tablespoons of olive oil, 1 tablespoon of Creole seasoning, 1 teaspoon of salt, and 1/2 teaspoon of pepper. Pour over squash, making sure each piece is covered. Bake for 30 minutes. In a medium skillet over medium heat, saute mushrooms in 1 tablespoon of olive oil, 1 teaspoon of salt, and 1/2 teaspoon of pepper. While mushrooms are sauteing, start your gumbo roux. In a large cast iron enamel pot over medium heat, add 1/4 cup of olive oil and 1/4 cup of whole wheat flour. Using a wooden spoon, constantly stir roux until it turns the color of dark caramel. Add Trinity and saute until onions soften. Add veggie stock, mushrooms, squash, and 2 tablespoons of Creole seasoning. Cook over medium-low heat for 2 hours until gumbo thickens. It should be thicker than a soup, but not as thick as a stew. Salt to taste. Serve over rice. Serves 10 to 12. You can find all of these recipes on my website, kidschefeliana.com. If you have a secret ingredient you would like me to talk about, you can email me at eliana@kidschefeliana.com or call my U.S. toll-free number, 888-721-5915. Leave me your first name, where you're calling from, and your question. Maybe your suggestion will air on a future episode. It's time for Foodie News. I will give you an update on new food trends, cool cooking info, and the occasional strange food story. 72-year-old Jean Penaflor was on a deer hunting trip with a friend when he got separated and lost in the fog in California's Mendocino National Forest. He was lost for 19 days, but survived by eating squirrel, snake, lizards, algae, and other flora and fauna of the forest. Wow, what a great tale of survival. In sad news, Hans Riegel, the billionaire CEO of Haribo, maker of the famous German gummy bears, passed away on Tuesday, October 15th. This one's for you, Mr. Hans. Kids and grown-ups love it, so the happy world of Haribo. Hershey's has invented its first brand, new candy, in 30 years. It is a caramel called the Lancaster. Before Milton Hershey started his chocolate empire, he had a caramel company called Lancaster Caramel Company. Unfortunately, don't expect to see it in the U.S. till January 2014. Hershey's is debuting its new confection in China first. And that's this week's Foodie News. Hey, Kid Foodies, I'd love to hear from you. Tweet me, I'm @KidChefEliana. Send me your questions and ideas, and we'll connect. I'm also Eliana Cook's fan page on Facebook. On Instagram and Pinterest, I'm Kid Chef Eliana. So, you know where to find me. You're listening to Cool Kids Cook on the Voice America Kids Network. This is Kid Chef Eliana, and it's time for Food Passport. In this segment, your food passport will take you around the world. We'll explore a country's food and culture, and I will give you a recipe to try. Today's food passport takes you to Indonesia. Indonesia is the world's largest archipelago. It is a country made up of a group of 17,000 islands. Indonesia stretches about 4,971 miles from the Indian Ocean to the Pacific Ocean between Asia and Australia. The world's largest dragons live on Indonesia. Komodo dragons, that is. They get so big they can even eat water buffalo. Indonesia is famous for its wayang, or traditional show puppet theater that lasts all night long, has only one puppeteer, and is accompanied by a gamelan, or gong orchestra. The Ring of Fire runs right through Indonesia, and 75% of the active volcanoes that make up the Ring of Fire are located in Indonesia. The equator runs through the city of Sumatra, Indonesia. Temperatures reach the high 90s Fahrenheit and mid 30s Celsius. Rice is a staple food of the country. Common ingredients of Indonesian cooking include coconut milk, fish, and chicken, along with spices, especially chili. Chicken satay is a popular Indonesian dish that has traveled to many parts of Southeast Asia. In Indonesia, it is usually served with a spicy peanut sauce. Here's a recipe of my mild version of grilled chicken satay. Ingredients: 4 tablespoons of peanut butter, 4 tablespoons of sesame oil, 4 teaspoons of soy sauce, 1 lime juice, 1 cup of orange juice, 2 teaspoons of rice vinegar, and 1 pound of chicken breast cut into thin strips. Directions: mix peanut butter, sesame oil, soy sauce, lime juice, orange juice, and rice vinegar in a food processor until well combined. Reserve half a cup for dipping later. Coat chicken with sauce and marinate for 30 minutes. Place chicken on soaked skewers and grill both sides of chicken until chicken is cooked through, about 15 minutes. Serve with dipping sauce and a side salad. So, this past week, I filmed for Nickelodeon for the Nick News with Linda Ellerby, and the segment will air on Nickelodeon on November 5th at 7 p.m. Central. I had so much fun filming for the Nickelodeon, and the funny thing is that the Nick crew and the filming crew and the producer for Nickelodeon came to my house at around 9:30 in the morning, and they didn't leave until maybe around 8 o'clock. So they were there for almost like 12 hours filming me cooking and blogging, doing my radio show, recording it, and they were there what felt like forever, but I had so much fun. And the funny thing is that they were there for so long, but then they edit it, and then it only comes out to be like a 4 or 5 minute clip. And it's so funny because they're there like almost like what feels like the whole day, and they're filming my every move for when I'm cooking. So the producer was vegetarian, and I made a veggie gumbo. So with the veggie gumbo, I had never made it before. So I was like, wow, I've never made this. So it's the first time, and I'm just going to see how it comes out. So I was just kind of throwing things together, putting in the pot, and I was like, oh, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. That looks good. And then when I was finished with the gumbo, we all ate, and we were like, wow, this is so good. This tastes delicious. And I was really surprised since it was my first time making it. And then on the side, I had skillet cornbread with honey butter, and it was delicious. And then when I was actually making the veggie gumbo, while I was cooking, they were filming my every move. So I was putting my casserole dish of veggies into the oven. They're like, wait, don't put that in yet. Close the oven. We got to film that. So I had to redo it while they filmed it. And like, they interviewed me for like an hour and a half. And we just talked and chatted. And they had to get like different angles of me cooking. And it was just really fun. Even though they were there for a long time, I had such a great time filming. And I cannot wait to see it edited and when it airs on Nickelodeon. Grab some gummies while we head to a break. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, and you're listening to Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids.
Kids safe, mother approved. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
Looking for an on-air community where teens talk and the world listens? Tune in to Express Yourself, an entertaining adolescent fusion radio program where passion and possibility populate the airwaves. Our vivacious teen hosts and star-studded field reporters from around the country offer stimulating segments and invigorating viewpoints connecting with the world campus of young people. We'll talk with cool celebrities, exhilarating experts, and tenacious teens with experience. Tuesdays at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Kids. Express yourself. This is Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. Be sure to check out Eliana's webpage at kidchefeliana.com or follow her Facebook and Twitter pages by clicking the links on her show page. Now, back to Cool Kids Cook.
Welcome back to Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, and it's time for Figure Out This Food. I have a game on my Facebook page called Figure Out This Food. I post a close-up of a food item, and the first three guesses get a shout-out here. So, congratulations to Greg T. Golson, Heather Reading, and Angie Karcher for guessing baby cauliflower. Let's talk about baby cauliflower. Baby cauliflower's proper name is Romanesco broccoli, or Roman broccoli. The white, crunchy stems and head of the cauliflower that we eat are the undeveloped stems and buds of a flower. Some varieties of cauliflower are white cauliflower, golden cauliflower, and the broccoflower, which is a green hybrid of cauliflower and broccoli, and the purple cauliflower. A thick layer of leaves surround the head of the cauliflower and shade the plant from the sun, which makes it white. The leaves that surround the head should be bright, crisp, and green, not soggy or wilted. Cauliflower should feel heavy when you pick it up because it's 92% water. You can leave your cauliflower in the fridge for up to 5 days. It's snacktivity time. Here, I give you fun, easy breezy snack ideas. Today's snacktivity is sweet skillet cornbread. This cornbread is made with self-rising flour and cornmeal. It tastes great with honey butter. Ingredients: 4 tablespoons of oil, 1.5 cups of yellow cornmeal, 3 tablespoons of self-rising flour, 1 teaspoon of baking soda, 1 teaspoon of salt, 2 cups of buttermilk, 2 large eggs beaten, and 1 tablespoon of honey. Directions: preheat oven to 400 degrees. Coat iron skillet with oil. In a large bowl, mix all ingredients together. Pour into skillet and bake for 35 minutes. Serves 6 to 8. Hey, young chefs! You're listening to the Voice America Kids Network. This is Kid Chef Eliana, and it's time for Creative Cuisine! This is my recipe for, or this is Brandon's recipe for, omelette souffle with smoked salmon and soft cheese. This recipe is courtesy of Chef Brandon Scawthorn, winner of Rachel Ray vs. Guy Kids Cook-Off. Ingredients: 6 eggs, 4 ounces or 110 grams of smoked salmon chopped, 2 tablespoons of chives chopped, 1 tablespoon of unsalted butter or olive oil, and 4 ounces or 110 grams of soft cheese like Boursin with garlic and herbs. Directions: separate egg yolks and whites. Whisk yolks with salt and pepper. Whip egg whites with dash of salt until soft peaks form. Carefully fold yolks into the whipped egg whites. Heat large oven-safe pan over medium heat. Add butter and spread evenly over pan surface. Once butter starts to foam, turn the heat down and add eggs. Once the eggs begin to set, drop the crumbled cheese, salmon, and chopped chives over the top. Cook on low heat for 3 to 4 minutes. Finish under the broiler for 1 minute or so. Slice crosswise into portions and serve. Garnish with green salad. Here is another creative cuisine idea. Here's a recipe for sweet potato bread pudding. This is another recipe that I created for Nickelodeon. It's delicious. Ingredients: 2 cups of mashed sweet potatoes, 1 cup of milk, 1/2 cup of buttermilk, 4 large eggs, 1 cup of brown sugar, 1 teaspoon of vanilla, 1 teaspoon of cinnamon, half a teaspoon of nutmeg freshly grated, and 10 pieces of whole wheat sandwich bread torn. Directions. Preheat oven to 375 degrees. In a large bowl, mix sweet potatoes, milk, buttermilk, eggs, brown sugar, vanilla, cinnamon, and nutmeg. Place bread in a 9 by 13 inch greased casserole dish and pour mixture on top of bread. Press bread into mixture, making sure bread is soaked. Let set for 10 minutes. Bake for 35 to 40 minutes. Serves 8 to 10. Hey, young chefs, it's time for Cookin' Crafts. Here's a fun kitchen-related craft. Today's cooking craft is how to make wooden spoon bat. This adorable bat makes a great Halloween centerpiece when several are placed in a clear vase full of candy corn. Supplies. 1 wooden spoon, black duct tape, black craft foam, googly eyes, red Chanel stick cut it half an inch long, scrap of white paper cut into 2 small triangles for fangs, and hot glue. Instructions. Step 1. Cover top of spoon with black duct tape. This will become the bat's body. Step 2. Cut black craft foam into 2 bat wings. Glue to bat body. Step 3. Glue googly eyes onto bat. Step 4. Glue the red Chanel stick or fuzzy stick as the mouth. Step 5. Use the fangs directly underneath the red Chanel stick mouth. Step 6. Using scraps of black craft foam, cut 2 triangle ears and glue to top of spoon. Now go batty! Instructions along with photos are on my website for this week's episode on KidChefAliana.com. Don't forget to connect with me on Twitter and Facebook. I'm at KidChefAliana on Twitter and Eliana Cooks fan page on Facebook. Be sure to hit that like button. I like you, and I hope you like me too. If you are listening to the show on iTunes, be sure to subscribe, rate, and review the show. The more reviews we get, the more young chefs we can reach. And remember, my latest Parents' Choice Approved award-winning cookbook, Cool Kids Cook Louisiana, is available at any online book retailer. Also, this past weekend, I was at the Louisiana Seafood Festival doing a cooking demonstration. And I demonstrated shrimp and andouille jambalaya. It turned out amazing. It was delicious, and everybody loved it. So I arrived at the Louisiana Seafood Festival, and you know, I set up all my ingredients. I got to talk to people, and the MC is Chef Greg Reggio, and he has many restaurant chains such as Zia and Semolina. He has several more than that. So he's MC, and I've been doing the Louisiana Seafood Festival for about 3 years, and I've been doing it since I was 10 years old. So he's been the MC every year, and we always have a great time. We kind of chat together while I do my demonstration. You know, I get to ask the audience questions, and the cool thing is that in the beginning of the cooking demonstration, I ask the audience a question, and I pick 2 people. They answer the question, then they get to come up to the stage and sit down, and they get to watch a bird's eye view of my cooking demonstration. And then afterwards, when my demonstration is done, they get to taste my freshly made recipe. So I had a man and a little girl sitting at the table. So they got to eat it, and they loved it, and I was very happy. And I had my cookbooks, and then after my demonstration was finished and I packed up, put everything in the car, I got to actually walk around the Louisiana Seafood Festival. So I got to go to a bunch of the different booths there, I had for lunch, oh gosh, what did I eat? Oh, I had a po' boy that was blackened shrimp and avocado. Oh, it was delicious. I loved it. I had such a great time at the Louisiana Seafood Festival. That's all for this week. I leave you with this quote from Lori Colwin. One of the delights of life is eating with friends. Second to that is talking about eating. And for an unsurpassed double whammy, there's talking about eating while you're eating with friends. Thanks so much for joining me. I'm Kid Chef Eliana with Cool Kids Cook. This show is produced by Kidstar and Voice America Kids. Up next, a track from the Kidstar album of the month. Bon appetit. I'll see you next week.
It's time to turn off the oven and close the refrigerator for this week. But be sure to join Kid Chef Eliana for another edition of Cool Kids Cook next Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time and 7 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel. Have a delicious week and keep cooking.
My name is Lindsay Marie from Phoenix, Arizona, and host of Bookworm. The Kidstar album of the month this month is Back in School, Neil Brewer and Friends. Let's listen to Three Kids in the Car.
Three kids in the car on a Monday morning, each one wishing that the others weren't born. And I can't say nothing because they've all been scorned because their mother's done had enough. And the sister's sitting in the front seat, who at this point of the song you need to realize is about 3 months away from getting her driver's license. She's thinking to herself, I can't believe that I'm still riding with them. I hope that we're not seen by some of my friends. And if by chance I fail the driver's exam, then I am running away. Three kids in a car on a Monday morning, each one wishing that the others weren't. Can't say nothing because they've all been scorned because their mother's done had enough. And the brother's sitting behind her, who at this point of the song you need to realize is about 5 years younger than she is, but he's still about 2 years older than his little brother sitting next to him. He glares down at his little brother and he's thinking to himself, I can't wait till our sister's finally gone. Then I'll sit up front because that's where I belong. And I'll be rid of you, you miserable worm. Why don't you just run away? Three kids in a car on a Monday morning, each one wishing that the others weren't born. They can't say nothing because they've all been scorned because their mother's done bad enough. And the little brother, who at this point of the song you need to realize is a whole lot smarter than the other two think he is. He glares back up at his big brother and he's thinking to himself, I know that there's nobody back in the trunk. You only try to scare me with all that junk. I hope you read my mind, I think you're a skunk. And guess what, I'm not running away. Three kids in a car on a Monday morning, each one wishing that the others weren't born. And they can't say nothing because they've all been scorned because their mother's done had enough. And the mother who's been driving all this time, she's thinking to herself, things that I'd better not say. So we'll just pretend that she's thinking, oh, what a beautiful day.
The Kidstar album of the month is Back in School by Neil Brewer and Friends. All musical proceeds Neil Brewer and Friends receive are donated to the Harvard Stem Cell Institute to put an end to muscular dystrophy. For more information, go to the Kidstar website, www.kidstar.org.